The Culture, Health and Wellbeing Alliance is looking for a facilitator to manage, record and report on conversations about sustainable practice in the arts and mental health. The fee for this role is £5,000. The application deadline is 5 o'clock on the 26th of July 2021. Based on what we've heard from our members, the Culture, Health and Wellbeing Alliance is committed to creating the conditions for more sustainable practice across culture, health and wellbeing. The Alliance has now been funded by the Baring Foundation to build a model of sustainable practice in the arts and mental health. We're now looking for a facilitator to manage and report on a series of meetings this summer. This is a short-term contract covering August and September 2021, with a total fee available of £5,000. The facilitator will design, manage and record online conversations based on initial findings developed by our advisory group for this project. The facilitator will also report on these findings. The Culture, Health and Wellbeing Alliance will recruit participants via our networks and our partners, and with the support of our advisory group. The Alliance will manage the administration of the conversations and provide technical support. The facilitator's report on these conversations will form part of a larger report for the Baring Foundation to be delivered in October 2021. We're particularly interested in looking closely at issues of equity and inclusion, in unpacking the difference between sustaining work despite challenges and flourishing within a more supportive environment, and understanding the particular environments that influence mental health and the arts, as opposed to creative or cultural work impacting a wider range of social and health outcomes. We're looking for an experienced facilitator who is able to design and manage meetings and record and report on findings within a relatively short time frame. For these conversations, we're deliberately seeking participants with different levels of experience. We also hope to be discussing issues of equity and inclusion. It will be crucial that the facilitator creates an environment in which people can share information safely and participate equally. It's especially important to this piece of work that we hear from people who may have had experience of failure or frustration with their work with the arts and mental health, to help us understand how to improve the broader environment in which this work is undertaken. If you're interested in applying, please send an expression of interest detailing your relevant experience and a CV to info@culturehealthandwellbeing.org.uk by 5 p.m. on Monday, the 26th of July. You're also welcome to send this as an audio recording. We will be interviewing for the role in the week of the 3rd of August and will aim to appoint during the week of the 9th of August 2021. Please let us know if you have any access needs that we can meet to support your application process. To summarise, the application deadline is 5 p.m. on Monday the 26th of July. The interviews will be in the week commencing the 3rd of August. We will confirm the appointment during the week of the 9th of August. The facilitator will manage between 4 and 8 online conversations between the 16th of August and the 10th of September. We'll expect the results to be written up in the middle of September and the report to be delivered during the week of the 20th of September. The fee is payable in 2 instalments, the first payment upon signing a contract and the second at the end of September, provided the work has been completed. Thanks for your interest. Our advisory group for this project is Angela Owua from Mental Health The Arts, Kiz Banger from Hip Hop Heels, Helen Bootle from Creative Recovery, Sue Flowers from Green Close, Sandra Griffiths from Red Earth Collective, Terry Hayden from The Lens, Daniel Regan from the Arts and Health Hub, Tim Sayers and Sally Varnum from Bright Sparks, Mark Smith from the Green Ribbon Arts Festival in Wales, Katie Warren of the March Network and Arts, Culture, Health and Wellbeing Scotland.